Hey there, podcast family. T-Bone here to talk about the 3D Dentist Digital Implant Continuum. Are you ready to start placing dental implants, but feeling a bit hesitant and or overwhelmed? I know that feeling. I've been there. Let's change that together. Imagine not just learning about dental implants in a classroom, but actually performing surgeries on real patients right here in North Carolina, guided every step of the way by our expert 3D mentors. This is dental implant learning at its best, using techniques that are safe, predictable, and confidence-boosting. They're exactly what I use in my own practice, so you know they work. Our course goes beyond clinical skills. We prepare you to successfully integrate high-demand implant services into your practice, transforming your career by attracting new patients and elevating your practice. And it doesn't end with the course. Completing our program is just the beginning of a new journey. You'll be a part of a community of confident, skilled dentists with ongoing support to ensure lasting success and growth. After all, this is about mastering a skill that can transform your career, just like it did for me. So, are you ready to take your practice to the next level? Visit www.3d-dentist.com, check out our upcoming sessions, and join us to revolutionize your practice. 3D Dentist is truly committed to helping dentists take control of their practice, finances, and future. Now let's get back to this week's episode.
Welcome to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal, where our goal is to change the way you practice dentistry by helping you achieve clinical, financial, and personal balance. Now, here's your host, T-Bone.
People, I'm in a good mood. I don't know why. It's been a tough week at the office, but it's Wednesday, and for me, we're recording this on a Wednesday.
I know. So I was going to say it's actually actually, I guess people listen all week.
Yeah, but it's the end of my week this week. But listen, this week, here's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about making the most out of your CE time and CE dollars. And while it's not all about 3D dentists, certainly it's about strategies for implementation and being successful. Let us take a moment to hear from our fearless co-host, and she will do our sponsored ads from our one and only sponsor.
Fearless. That's the first time you have said that.
Well, I couldn't come up with another word.
That's a good one. Okay. Well, everyone, we have quite a few things going on here in the 3D dentist world. Before we get into our episode, I have a review from Dr. Mel. She said, I listen to this every Sunday. Was looking for something to give me new ideas to improve myself and my practice, and T-Bone says it like it is, and that all makes sense to me. 5 stars.
Well, I just want to make a comment, okay?
Okay.
So we were just talking about how we need to have Michelle, because people have been dying for people to know more about what I do in the office.
Are they?
And I have a marketing person that's been disappeared on me.
Uh-huh.
And so people, and then what you said was that you can't let her capture the real me.
Well,
but yet this review says I tell it like it is.
Okay, so you can tell it like it is without telling everyone to get clear out of your office, maybe not on Instagram.
Why?
Because maybe that's, people that don't know you, like we do. Like our podcast listeners know you.
Listen, my podcast listeners, all our favorite people out there, if you want to see the real raw me on Instagram stories,
vote yes or no.
Please send me a message. If you prefer to see the politically correct, slightly, irritated me, but not fully irritated me, then you're on Meredith's side.
You can send me a message.
And send Meredith a message. Let's see how many singles of people respond to
us. I will get more messages than you.
I will bet money people are prefer. Look, we elected Donald Trump. People want to see a shit show. Okay, bottom line, that's what people want. That's why people watch CNN, MSNBC. The crazier it is, the more they like it. Anyway, I interrupted
your ad.
Okay,
so I have something to say.
Okay.
If you're interested, we have a couple implant programs that we do here at 3D Dentist with live patients. One of our most popular has been the Digital Implant Continuum Express, and I have a couple dates coming up for that with openings, November 15th through the 20th, 2021, and February 28th through March the 5th, 2022. So these are both great opportunities to come down, learn, or come over or up, wherever you're coming from, and to do hands-on and live patients, all fully guided with implants. And that kind of leads us into our episode today, because we're going to talk about getting the most out of your CE and kind of the plan that you need to do before, during, and after the course. So I'm going to ask T-Bone, like he was taking his team or he was going to CE back in the day. What is your plan? What would you plan if you were attending something or when you do attend? So you just did IV sedation. Mm-hmm. What was your plan for before you go?
Yeah. So I want to step back for a second on this. Okay. So before I go, number one, there's three types of CE. And I apologize if this is a little repetitive, but you need to hear it multiple times. There is what I call informational CE, where I like going to a meeting. Like, for example, I'm going to Dentsply Sirona World, a very nice meeting where I'm going and I have the opportunity to listen to a lot of people talk for an hour, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I expect to, quote unquote, learn not a lot. Okay. But I expect to get exposed to a lot and get more clear about what I want to actually go and learn and who I connect with. Okay. Right. So I always look at big meetings like that as an opportunity to do that. Then we have, you know, seminars. Okay. And that's some of what we do at 3D Dentists. We have seminars where you come and learn and you're really engaged and you're learning and you're kind of sitting there and you're interacting, you're asking questions.
So that's what you're doing in April.
In April. I'm going to a program in Seattle with the Coy Center. Mm-hmm. And that's the type of program that it is. Now I'll argue that one is a little bit more like the third type of CE, which is hands-on and live patient, but that one's a little bit more hands-on. I think there's more hands-on involved in that. And hands-on to me is what dentists really love. That's where we touch and feel and do things with our hands. We become like mechanics and we're building things. And, you know, I think that has the most impact. And the cost goes up as you do the different things.
Right. Okay.
And I think annually you should do all those types of education. So that's kind of my look at the different types of education. Now, before I go, you know, a common question I see or I hear is, how do I choose the right CE? And to me, the easiest way to choose the right CE is, and I learned this from Howard Ferren, is I learned that you just find out what you're saying no to the most to your patients. Okay. So early in my career, I was saying no a lot to molar endo. So I needed to go learn molar endo. Quite frankly, whether I liked it or didn't like it, I needed it for my practice. You know, then for me it was, hey, why am I saying no to so many implant-related procedures? So I wanted to go learn that. And then once I, you know, that kind of got me out of survival and into a thriving state. And then I started picking CE on what I wanted to do. Okay. So I think to a certain degree, you've got to do CE that you're going to come back and be successful with, because your practice and your market is expecting and demanding that. And the easiest way to do that is to ask your team to tell you what you're saying no to, or find out which referral partners are sending you the most free stuff. Because they're the ones that you're sending a lot of stuff to.
Right.
So you need to bring that back in, okay? So that's kind of how I chose early in my career what I want to do, what I want to learn. And now, certainly at this point, it's not about doing things to help me survive. It's doing things to make me happy. So now I'm picking things. And I have a very different view of CE now. I'm willing to spend money and quote-unquote potentially waste money at this point to make sure that maybe, like TMD, for example, I went and took a couple of TMD classes and I spent a decent amount of money doing it. And it was some of the best things I did. Not because I do any TMD work, because I don't do any TMD work. I clearly learned at those meetings that I wanted no part of that.
Right.
And now I got very clear that as soon as somebody brings up TMD, TMJ, all that stuff, I just say, you know what? I've made the decision that it's not something I want to do in our practice. Same with the removable. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to do it anymore, right? So taking CE, that made me really understand what does it take to do removable at a great level
I decided, you know what, I don't want to do that. That's just not, doesn't fit in my world right now. So for me, sometimes you're going to have to take some dud CEs. If you only take all great CEs, you're not really exposing yourself to, you're not pushing yourself a little bit. Now, once I've, you know, once I decided what type of CE I want to go to, what CE I want to go to, and why I want to go to it, depending on the season of life I'm in, the next thing I do is I kind of pre-warn my team about why and where and what and why I'm going. And I'm a big believer in communication with your team members. You got to let them know, okay? Like, I want to let my team know, hey, listen, I'm going to be gone. Number one, if I'm going to be gone from work, they got to know because they got to adjust the schedule. But I let them know where I'm going, why I chose that place, and what I intend to do with it when I get back. And I think it's so important to do that before you go because it really starts to set the stage and it starts to get some feedback from your team about what they're, you know, what they're thinking. Like, oh, we don't need that, or oh, that'd be great. I'm already thinking of patients that we want to do. And that kind of brings me to another point of being focused before you go is I'm already thinking, like, for example, I just took a sinus program. Right. And before I went, I told everybody, I told Megan in my particular case, hey, I'm doing this. I told Whitney, we're doing this. When we get back, we're going to do it. And I already started that search for some patients.
And one of the things you talk about is when you make things important and clear and you communicate to your team what you want, then it becomes important to them.
Yeah.
And so by communicating to them what you're, why you're going, where you're going and what you're doing, it becomes important to them. Yeah. And then when you get back, they're like, hey, you just went to this course, you know, you haven't done anything with this. But also one of my favorite things being on the other side of CE is having doctors come and say, my team is so excited for me to be here.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, a lot of team members are probably like, oh, you know, they're gone again. And then the ones that come and are like, my team, I'm like, they're going to do well.
Yeah, of course they are. And I, again, it starts with setting that stage before you go. And we start that process of looking for patients. Mm-hmm. I think to this day, we still see some of my patients that were my very first endos, very first implants, very first cosmetic cases, very first XYZ. And a lot of them wear it with pride that you remember when you learned on me.
Yeah.
And I think, and that starts from, you know, starts from, well, it's, to me, it starts from before you go.
Right.
Letting your team know that you're looking for it. And because I believe, and that's why we implement this in our digital implant program, is that when you go to CE, I want you doing the procedure the week or two you get back. Not a month later, not, you know, weeks later, that week if you can. And that starts from before you go. You can't come back from a CE and say, hey, now find me XYZ.
Right.
Because there's a runway with it. So before you go, do that. So I rambled on there a little bit. Yeah. I apologize. Oh, well, yes, I did ramble on.
Yeah, you did. But I think there's another part to that too, is especially if this is a procedure you're going to implement and it's things that require the team. Mm-hmm. There's some courses that don't have you bring team members. Mm-hmm. Some courses do. If you can, bring your key team people. Team leads, those are the ones who get back and can train the rest of your team. Otherwise, you're going to be training the rest of your team. Yeah. And when do you have time to train 10 people, 5-10 people?
Yeah, so that's important. I think part of that is who do you take to CE events, right?
Yeah.
And that's a common question we get is who do you take to CE?
And scheduling an appointment for when you get back from the CE. Scheduling that appointment
absolutely
for that training, whether it is you or them. Making sure that you do allow that time.
Yeah, so I want to go back to the before you go. We pre-schedule. My most effective CE programs have been ones where I pre-schedule a recap when I get back, that it, whether it's an hour with key team members or you know, a couple hours with the whole team, or in some cases a half a day with the whole team, so that they can get on board with what I learned or what we're trying to do and what changes need to be made. Pre-scheduling that, because again, the challenge with Monday morning after a CE is you're pumped up, you're ready to go, but you've been gone out of the office and you know, you get slammed, you know, it's chaos. And then it's almost like you never get your head back above water. And that's why so many people have failure to launch.
Yeah.
Is because they don't go in with a plan. So, you know, determining who you go, what you're going to, you know, letting people know, pre-scheduling that post-CE meeting, you know, not waiting till you get there. But there have been times where I forget and I'll text somebody while I'm at the CE. Hey, we need to move patients or we need to make this happen. Or we need to tell everybody we're going to stay, you know, 30 minutes late, 40 minutes late, whatever it is. So that, because it's important. But back to your point, when it becomes important to you, it becomes important to them.
Right.
And sometimes I start sentences like, hey, this is important to me.
Yeah.
Okay. Because typically when you say something like that to your team members, they all stop and listen.
Yeah.
And so many times we're just saying things without reminding them that it's important to me.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Hey, podcast family. T-Bone here. Are you a dentist looking to elevate your practice and profits? Then pay close attention. Introducing the 3D Business Mastermind, the dental business coaching program designed for dentists who want to see real results. I've walked the path of practice ownership for nearly 25 years. I know your challenges. I felt your pain. This is your opportunity to overcome the chaos, the busyness, and the financial frustrations of owning a dental practice. Imagine a dental practice where your appointment book is highly productive, doing the dentistry you enjoy, your team is self-motivated, and your profits keep climbing. That's what the 3D Business Mastermind is all about. In this exclusive mastermind, you'll join a league of ambitious dentists driven to elevate their practices. You'll gain access to proven strategies, personalized coaching, and a community that understands your journey. So if you're ready to supercharge your dental practice and enjoy the success you deserve, visit www.3d-dentists.com and take the first step towards a brighter future in dentistry by filling out the 3D Business Mastermind application. Now, let's get to this week's episode.
Yeah. Well, that leads us into who to take.
Yep.
And we kind of mentioned that. But, I mean, depending on how many team members, if team members... So some of these courses are doctors only.
Yep.
So that kind of leaves it on you to get back and train the key team leads or your team. But if there is an opportunity to bring team members, I mean, one, the bonding and the motivation of a CE event in person is like no other for your team. But then also it takes off the training off of you when you get back, because those are the people you put kind of in charge or in a championship or that leader champion type role of that.
Yeah, who to take. So, you know, I break the office into four components. There's the dentist, okay? There's the front office business administration people. There's the clinical team member, which are your dental assistants, and then there's your hygiene department. So I always look at it, when possible, all four departments of your dental practice should go to any and every CE, okay? Your hygienist needs to go to some clinical CE, because otherwise, how are they going to sell or influence the dentistry you want to do, because we know that 60, 70% of all diagnosis occurs in the hygiene chair. Your front office team needs to go even to clinical CE, because how are they going to write the narratives? How are they going to know the coding? How are they going
to
know
all
of these things?
Talk to people on the phone.
Yeah, answer questions, right? So whenever possible, one team member from each department needs to be at every CE. Now, not every CE, even with us, is designed for that, just from a spacing issue, just from a business model issue, and all of that. But that's how I kind of look at it. Like, one person out of every four departments need to be there. And coming back to that,
and sometimes those people can overlap.
Absolutely. And coming back to the before you go part is set the expectation of what you expect out of them. You know, I learned very early, funny story. I was speaking on main stage at Sirona World in Orlando, and it was important to me. Like, I mean, it was an honor. I was so excited, all of these things. And I took, I think, two or three team members with me to Orlando, and a couple of them didn't show up to my talk, and it hurt my feelings. And I take the blame on that to a certain degree, because I didn't express to them how important it was for me. How important it was to me.
You wouldn't have to,
right?
On that,
but you can't. You can't make, like, I think my kids should know a lot of things, and they don't, right?
Right.
So
yeah,
I didn't express how important it was to me. So therefore, since I didn't express how important it was to me, it clearly wasn't important to them. And then I didn't have a good expectation of what they were expecting, like sitting down and picking the classes that we go and, you know, or asking them to pick the classes. And I'm not saying that you dictate what classes they go, but find out how engaged
they are. Pick one a day or, you know, you need to be somewhere.
Yeah. So, you know, I remember we used to have them do that and we would have them sit down and go through the class list and say, you pick one, I get to pick one. I'm going to pick, hey, listen, you pick your classes first. If the one I want's on there, great. If the ones I'm not on there, I'm going to say, hey, this one's important to me, so therefore it's important to you. The rest of it you can do. But see, and if somebody doesn't, I've had this happen where somebody, you're going to a 2-3 day meeting with, you know, lots of speakers there. And I'm like, hey, so which classes have you planned out? Oh, I never got around to planning it. No problem. It's not necessary for you to go. Right. You know, because they're not engaged. Mm-hmm. They're not excited about it. And if somebody's not excited about it, don't take them.
Right.
You know, I mean, don't waste your time and energy. So that's kind of how I look at the who to take part.
Yeah. And I think a lot of times I do want to say one thing, because I see when you said if they're not excited, don't take them. Mm-hmm. I see people pushing people into those roles of sleep, for example. I see them pushing someone into their lead assistant. Mm-hmm. Usually is typically who they push into that sleep role. And investing in the wrong person is, I don't want to say the worst thing you can do, but it's worse for you because then it puts a bad taste in the dentist's mouth because they feel, oh, it just doesn't work. Yeah. But if you have someone who's not invested trying to take it on because you've pushed them into that role, so that's why I think there's a lot of ways you can find out who's interested in what.
It's the easiest way to ask is just ask.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, but sometimes there's times where they don't know.
No, that's okay, but that still comes from talking, right?
Right.
It's okay,
something like attending an hour thing, you can figure out who's interested in what.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and sometimes you have to push people out of their comfort zone.
Yeah.
You can't just, hey, you're not interested, okay, you don't have to go.
Right.
Because then I'm never going to be interested in anything, right? So that's part of it, you know. So certainly that's there. Now, let's talk a little bit about while you're at the CE. Now, one of the things that I try to do when I'm at CE is I try to completely engage, okay? For me, I try to leave my work behind, leave my family behind, as much as, I know it's not nice to say those things, but it's the truth. Yeah, because...
Well, enjoy your time there. You're not there very long.
I want to be
engaged.
There's
a lot. Be a sponge.
Yeah. No,
do you like that?
be a part of things. You know, I'm always, I'm personally always trying to make a buddy.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
an accountability partner.
Because nobody likes to go eat alone. Nobody likes to go to the bar alone. But yet we all want, most of us want to.
Nobody wants to sit by themselves in their hotel room.
Yeah, but I also want to be part of the action, right?
Right.
And I feel more comfortable being part of the action when I got a buddy.
With someone else.
Somebody can go with me, right? When you got a wingman or a wingwoman or whatever it may be, right? And so I always look for a buddy when I go to a CE. Somebody that will.
Like-minded.
Whether even, I don't care. Dude, they could be a stiff. Okay. I just need somebody to go with me.
Just take a cutout of Sully. No need. JP, and no need to even bring them anywhere.
I could.
But that's, for example, you said, I'd like to go to CE. I'd like to go to this course, you know, in April. And Sully said, all right, great. Let's go together.
Yeah. And so
that's a great example of that. And you guys might take a cutout of JP with you.
I think he's going, actually. So, but find a buddy that you're there. Number one, you might find somebody that you meet as a lifelong friend. Mm-hmm. A lot of my dental friends were people I met at CE events.
Right.
Okay. And then more importantly for me on the short term is it'll make me more comfortable to go hang out where everybody's hanging out. And like we see at the retreat.
I was going to say, but not everywhere has the retreat.
I know, but
you don't have to worry about that.
They have hotel bars and stuff like that. But the retreat takes care of that, right?
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But what we see at the retreat, like some of the comments you got from our attendees last week, is I took 2 hours of notes after the class, just sitting there and being a part of the nerd conversation, right? Uh-huh. The dental conversation. And I've always wanted that. Right.
Yeah.
And so when I went to programs at hotels or wherever it was, where I was a stranger, I always tried to latch on to anybody. I might have been their third wheel.
Wait, this
or their
weekend,
stiff.
I even let somebody practice firing a team member with me. I said, I can pretend to be the team member if you want to fire. You know, like that was what was on his mind.
Yeah.
That was what was going on in his practice. And I think you talked him through it. I talked him through it later. And I was like, do you want to practice?
Yeah. So that's number one. And then while at the CE, I always have a separate sheet of paper that I call my action plan.
Yes.
And then I always write down what are the important things that I've got to get done in this in, while I'm here. And that action plan can be things I got to do at the CE. That action plan can be things I got to do when I get home. That action plan can be things I've got different team members that need to get done. And so the other thing I try to do while I'm at a CE is look, I generally speaking, I go to a CE to win, okay? Mm-hmm. Like I'm going to go there. Like, for example, when people come to the implant program, I tell them, I'm assuming you're here to win, so let's go ahead and get what we need to get.
I was going
to
say the equipment.
Tools. Yeah, order your stuff. You know, and maybe you feel like, I haven't been to super salesy. Yeah, super selly meetings. But order the stuff you need to
support. Or where there's options.
Or get a list together and contact your reps in your market if you don't like the rep in their market.
Yeah.
You know, I've texted Chuck so many times while I'm at a CE saying, hey, tell me about this, this, and this.
Right.
What are your alternatives? What do you recommend? Which one do you see? Here's the price I'm getting at the program. Is it truly a good price? Or, you know, do I need you to get it for me? Or whatever it may be. Get what I need. And then, like, little things, like even things from Amazon, like blood pressure cuffs or, you know, like...
Mirrors.
I ordered my digital sign TVs one day at a meeting I was at because I'm like, you know what? I need to do that.
Yeah.
I need to get it done. And the easiest way to do it is just to get on Amazon and buy 7 TVs.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Chuck, and I think that's another important thing is your reps because, you know, you can almost treat your rep like another team member, right? That's your support system. That is who funnels everything into your office that you need. So if you make it, hey, Chuck, I'm going to this implant program. You know, this is important to me. I want to make sure, can you make sure I have all the things? Can you get with my assistants and make sure we have all the parts and pieces, everything we need? And that's not even, he's not implants, right?
Right.
But I promise you, he would make sure that you have everything that he could help with.
He would get me in touch with the
or
the
facilitate with.
Yeah, he'd facilitate. Like if I said, hey, I want to do BioHorizons. He knows BioHorizons rep. If I said, hey, I want to do Strawman or whatever it may be, he would help facilitate that connection to make it easier for me to succeed and win. And while you're on the subject of reps, I think the other part is talk to your rep about the courses you're going to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I, look,
I think we forget that they see tons of other dentists who may have had a bad experience or not a great experience.
Right. You know, so talk to your reps. But I also, the caveat with that is, I think this is something we need to talk about on the podcast one day, is why are people not getting more out of their reps?
Right.
And what is a good rep? Like I talk about Chuck, and it takes two to tango.
Right.
Okay, it's not just that I want a lot for my reps, but I also got to find reps that want to give a lot, right?
Yeah.
And so I believe that reps are an important part of your practice.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the right rep, even if that means firing several before you get there, you know, is important. I don't want to get off on tangents there. But so while I'm there, I think the important things are to be completely engaged, okay, which is why online CE is okay. I think of online CE as a way to review and train team members.
Yes.
I think
it's great for that. Or even a starter.
I don't look at maybe it's a primer. Hey, do I like this, not like this? I don't look at an online CE as a substitute for real learning, in my opinion.
There's no motivation.
While we have online courses you can buy at 3D Dentist, I still think there's nothing better than the in-person connection, the in-person, you know, being a part of the energy that's happening. So be committed, be present, leave all the other stuff behind, get it done before you go. Find a buddy, okay? Get be a part of the evening programs, invite yourself out, you know, get uncomfortable. You know, some of the most important things I did for my non-dental dentisting career is just meeting people and inviting myself. Hey, you guys going out? I'd love to. You guys mind if I join you? You know, that kind of stuff. And
no.
Yeah. I've had some people say, no, it's okay.
I probably wouldn't do that.
I would. Well, it's not in my nature to do that, but I just want to be a part of things, right? I want to be around winners.
Yeah.
You know,
I would probably maybe word that a little different. Like, hey, what are you guys doing tonight?
No, I'd be like, hey.
You guys going out? Can I go?
No, I'd be like, hey, I heard you guys talking about this. Do you mind if I join you?
I would just act like I didn't hear and invite them, and then they would invite me to their plans. Maybe.
You know, I as a side note, I've had a lot of people ask me about how do you find a mentor. I say, just show up.
Yeah.
Just keep showing up. Just literally just keep showing up. Why does Michelle have a job? She just keeps showing up.
That's a little different.
She just keeps showing up. And then have your action list. Action list of what you got to buy, what you got to do. What does it make this to work? Do I need new people? Do I need to send somebody else back? And go ahead and sign them up. You know, and do all of those things. So while I'm at the CE, I've got a plan of action there as well. Now, let's talk about what we do after we get back. And to me, again, have that meeting because that starts before you go. Have an action plan so that when you get back, you can talk to your clinical team, your hygiene team, your front office team, other dentists, if other dentists are involved. And you know, sometimes for me to do more sinus and do more full arch cases, I need my associates to step up, right? We need
take
them
on some
take
of the
on other,
stuff
things, right? Or take on other roles within the practice. Maybe they need to manage the hygiene department. I'm just making up some stuff right now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I get down
to finding the time is a huge thing. People get back and they say, oh, I just haven't had the time. I just haven't had the time.
You didn't make the money.
Right.
You know, so find the time, get those first few patients, get them pre-scheduled, get your reps there. You know, don't get back and then say, call your rep. And they're like, well, I can be there in 3 or 4 weeks. You know, you're just delaying the start. You know, to me, the best investment you'll ever make outside of being of yourself. I always believe the best investment is you. But an important investment you're going to make is whatever it takes to get started the fastest. Even if it costs $5 more, even if it costs $1,000 more, if it gets me started, if you can make it happen today, that is immensely valuable in getting, you know, getting launched with CE. It's so, so important. And then know who your follow-up support is. And the last thing I'll say about all of this is when you're at CE, find out if there's an online version or follow-up support or a Facebook group or a, you know, app community and all of these things that can provide that follow-up support and that consistent motivation, that accountability. You know, that's where the buddy system comes in place.
I was going to say, and that's when your wing woman or wing man becomes your accountability partner too.
You know, CE has been some of the, I would not be where I'm at without the CE I've taken. The good, the great, and even some bad CE that I've taken. It has been so, so, so important in my career. Even some of the CE that I took that I didn't implement for years later because my practice just wasn't ready or I wasn't ready. But it gave me a dream. It gave me a vision of what I wanted to become, or it gave me something to strive for. And that stuff is important, that inspiration of what we want to be or what's possible is so important to us. So look, CE is important as a practicing dentist, as a dental owner, practice owner, where I'm trying to motivate team members and, you know, do all of that. You know, I deal with these same challenges. And CE is important. I still take CE. My team still takes CE. It's so important. And then as a CE provider, having been there and done that and understand what you look for and the importance of CE, it really permeates into the experience that we try to provide at 3D Dentists. It's just important. And that follow-up support and having the right products and materials and techniques and all of that stuff. And really the most important thing is getting those first few patients, you know, just get them done.
Get started.
Get them scheduled, you know, before you go. And be clear about how important this is to you and what you're hoping to get, you know, what results you're hoping to see out of this with your team so that they can be behind you to help make it happen.
Yeah, I think that pretty much wraps up everything from before you go, who to take while you're there, and after, and the support from your CE.
Thank you, everybody, for listening to another episode of the T-Bone Speaks podcast. Listen, if you enjoy this podcast, if you could leave us a Google review or Apple review or a Spotify review, or just send me a letter. You know, if
don't forget to send me a message on Instagram.
Yeah, but clearly, I'm telling you, people.
If you want,
people prefer to see
the real censored T-Bone.
Yeah, they want to see the shit show T-Bone. I promise you that's what they want to see, okay?
So I can see your messages. I'm going to delete them.
So thank you guys for being great listeners. And leave us a review. Help us around. Listen, if you see me at a meeting, if you want to hang out, you want to call me, talk to me, just come up and say hello. I love, generally speaking, talking to people. You know, if you're weird, it's okay. Still come say hello. But that'll be all right. All right. I'm rambling on. Everybody have a great day.
Thanks so much for listening to T-Bone Speaks with Dr. Tarun Agarwal. Remember to keep striving for excellence, and we'll catch you on the next episode.